are officially open for business.
Just two blocks away from the historic 1977 sit-in for disability rights, the nation's first publicly funded disability cultural center opened its doors at 165 Grove Street in San Francisco. Alice Wong, a disability rights activist and MacArthur Genius Award winner, has supported the project since its inception.
It should be noted how significant this center is. The only city-funded disability cultural center open to the public in the country. Let that sink in and imagine the amount of work that took place behind the scenes that made this a reality. Once again, the city and county of San Francisco is a leader when it comes to partnerships with the disability community.
According to the directors of DCC, disability cultural centers were primarily located within university campuses. It was the initiative of Nicole Bone, who served in the field of disability services and advocacy for nearly 30 years, who kickstarted this project.
This was a collaborative effort between the former director of the Disability and Aging Services, Shireen McSpadden, and myself, but also it was born out of a community needs assessment survey that Disability and Aging does every year.
Organizing the center began before the pandemic with collective involvement of the disability community from across the city. This included both large and small surveys involving hundreds of people, helping to ensure the space was universally designed and fully accessible. Eli Haylardine is the director of the San Francisco Office on Disability and Accessibility.
This space is adaptable. All the furniture can be moved around. It is also, there are areas for sensory friendly where individuals who are neurodiverse can participate without being isolated. This space is relaxing and calming. It opens up into the courtyard. There's sunshine. It's integrating social connection.
Darcel Cox-Lair, the executive director of the L.C. Lily Cox Haven of Hope nonprofit, said the project marks a step towards changing the definition of normal.
Rather than feeling as though we are something unusual, something that is that needs to be defended or explained, when we come here, we recognize that this is normal. This is family. This is what we are entitled to be a part of, and we want it to spread everywhere.
When first entering the Disability Cultural Center, the reception desk welcomes folks with N95 masks and small wooden spoons for all attendees. Dagny Brown is one of the three co-directors of the DCC.
The spoons, you know, spoons are, it's a way of measuring energy that's a common language. And I think what's special about it is it gives this, like, permission. Like, I love you, but I'm so low spoon right now. I can't do this thing with you. Or I'm so excited to see you. Just so you know, I'm showing up low spoons.
In the following days, the Disability Cultural Center has organized a series of events that can be found at its website. That's disabilityculturalcenter.org. I'm Christina Onestet with Anasuya Thorakatu, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.